I saw the darkness. I saw the pain. I saw your desire to release the rage inside you.
Here is the world of metal music.
Here is the entrance to the fantasy. So, let's start the war from the metal stone!
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Metal Storm to join your journey to a fairyland of radical and exciting music. I'm Hee and Jane. There's a saying goes that something beautiful won't be last for long, which can be a typical description of the pop metal band Skid Row, a band of passion and talent, but only born for a short time. And this is the band I want to introduce you today, which is Skid Row. Well, at first I want to clear the meaning of the word Skid Row. That's S-K-I-D-R-O-W. In Chinese, it is called 穷街. Sounds like a street of poverty. I think it is hard to judge if the translation is correct or not. Because if you check out the dictionary, skid is like something falling down because of slippery road or out of order. It is easy to let me associate this word with poverty, mess, and out of order. And row thus can be translated as street, but it can also mean noise. So it is hard to pick out the specific meaning of skid row, but only give one an impression of noise and mess in general, which perfectly describe this band. By the way, using a general impression rather than a clear meaning is a typical behavior in rock and roll, which will be shown to you guys in future sections. And now, let me introduce you the two guitarists, Dave Sabo and Scotty Hill, basser Creature Bolin, drummer Robert Fuse. But wait, where's the vocal? The fact is that there's no vocal. They didn't want to have one, but after trying more than 100 candidates, they still can't find anyone who can fit the requirements of these four guys. Finally, a favorable turn came up when they met a Canadian young man called Sebastian Beck. He did an extraordinary performance in a music producer's wedding, which was witnessed by his four guys. And this young man finally took the position of vocal. Sebastian Beck is a Canadian with great talent in singing metal music. He can produce magnetic and waving voices in high range. And this will be done under a totally control. That is the most awesome thing. Now, let's check it out, goes like this. The song I just heard is called 18 in Life, which was the masterpiece of them, created by vocal Sebastian Beck. Sebastian Beck is a man who is easy to get impatient and lose self-control. as his self-description goes, I'm not mature, easy to lose control, I'm like doing everything in radical ways and always feel conscious. His style of conduct also reflects in his way of performing music. He uses yelling and screaming frequently. His yelling is not like the yelling from a band like Linkin Park or Slipknot. Cause in metal field, you know, their screaming is called dry screaming, which is more hoarse, and the screaming suction back produces is called wet screaming, which is more clear than the former one. Personally, I think wet screaming is more difficult, and that is what Substance does. Well, with the help of Beck, Skid Row rapidly became a promising rising star. Their songs became popular not only in America, but also Russia, Europe, and Japan. From 1989 to 1995, their reputation is approaching to the peak. There was a saying goes that their song can be heard as frequently as national songs. The song you will hear is a soft, loving song called I Remember You. But this miracle suddenly stopped when Skid Row dismissed. The main reason of this is that the conflict between Substance and other teammates became unstoppable. Meanwhile, their prejudicial title toward homosexuals also drove them to a lot of criticism, which also spoiled their reputation. After that, Substance Batch was still active in rock field, but the rest member of this band was getting unknown. So here comes the end of the story of these five wild teenagers. Shakespeare once said, "World is a great platform. Everybody has its entrance and exit." The end of Skid Row is regrettable, but at least they performed well with their own stage. Well, this is the story about Skid Row that I want to introduce you today. Thanks our editor, Harry Wong, and see you next time. Goodbye. You